Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews. My name is Marty McDermott, and I'm the president of Franchise Interviews. Well, today's show is a bit different. We're going to be talking about surveillance, and the technology provided by DTP is truly amazing and very helpful to franchisors and franchisees. So stick around because we've got a great show.
Are you one of those special people who are willing to go after your dreams and goals? Are you ready to fulfill that dream of owning your own business with the security of a proven brand, the opportunity to take control of your future and own a Rita's Italian Ice franchise is within your reach?
Rita's is seeking success-oriented individuals who are ready to make a change in their life, and Rita's offers unparalleled training and support to assure your success. And did you know the frozen treat industry is a recession-proof industry, and there are Rita's in 23 states currently with 540 stores open. Rita's Italian Ice has been around for 25 years and is listed as a top-performing franchise by the Wall Street Journal.
Now here's the really good part. Rita's Italian Ice is a unique and amazing taste treat. It's smoother than a snow cone, and it combines ice with real fresh fruit. The real fruit adds dramatically to the taste, and it comes in over 40 flavors. The ice and fruit are mixed on site and made fresh daily, and it is delicious.
You'll want to know more about this exciting and successful franchise opportunity. Go to www.ownaritas.com and get all your questions answered. That's www.ownaritas.com to take control of your dreams and future today. You don't want to wait any longer to be a part of this adventure. www.ownaritas.com.
Franchisers, are you looking to reach aspiring entrepreneurs looking to buy a franchise? Are you looking to reach a highly educated audience on franchising? For over 4 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews as well as get inside tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. Check out our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys, and our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. Get 3 months of free advertising when you sign up for our one-year package. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919. That's 610-905-2919.
Need a business loan? Talk to Diamond Financial Services, the experts in franchise financing nationwide. Whether you're looking to start a franchise, acquire an existing franchise, or expand your territory through opening new locations, Diamond Financial stands by your side start to finish. From pre-qualification to packaging and presenting your application to securing a financial commitment and through the loan closing process, Diamond Financial is there. While you're waiting, thousands of others are making their financial dreams come true. Don't wait any longer. Pre-qualify now by completing a confidential, no-obligation financial analysis. Let's face it, traditional banks just aren't in the business of financing small business. At Diamond Financial, we specialize in securing franchise loans from $100,000 to $3 million and equipment leasing up to $150,000. Let us help you get started. Go to www.franchisefunding.net or call 877-508-2274. That's franchisefunding.net, 877-508-2274.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews. My name is Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews. Well, as we were saying earlier, we have a great show today, something a little different. We're going to be talking about surveillance, and the technology provided by DTT is a truly amazing technology. It's very helpful to franchisors and franchisees. If you've ever been in a McDonald's, Burger King, Subway, or Taco Bell, then chances are you've probably been viewed through DTT's surveillance technology. And you're going to hear some very interesting stories on today's show as well. There's a great story discussed about a woman that claimed to fall inside of a Subway, and I'll emphasize the word claimed. Next week, Thursday, June 9th, we're going to discuss the state of the restaurant industry and the new economy. And restaurants suffered their biggest declines in a generation in 2009, 7% below 2007 levels, and sales increased just 0.1% in 2010, according to Technomic, who is a Chicago-based restaurant consulting firm. So we're going to be meeting with Paul D'Amico, and Paul is the president of Moe's Southwest Grill. We've had Moe's on the show before, a very interesting franchise opportunity. Week after that, we actually have a Friday show. We're going to be meeting with Banana Stroh's, who is a quick-service crepe franchise, and they're gearing up for expansion in the QSR industry by bringing taste, price, and portability to an untouched marketplace in America, which is crepes. And we're going to be meeting with the founder of the company, Mauricio Acevedo, I hope I said that correctly, of Banana Stroh's. So we've got some really exciting shows coming up. So why don't we do this? Why don't we get started with today's show? And we'll see everyone next week with another great edition of Franchise Interviews. So enjoy today's show.
Take control of your destiny and increase your quality of life with Allegra Print and Imaging. This light manufacturing, professional business-to-business franchise offers two unique opportunities to entrepreneurs with little or no industry experience. Our conversion opportunity is an existing business model that provides immediate cash flow, experienced staff, and an established customer base, while the low-investment digital print center opportunity meets the growing digital printing, sign, and mailing service demands of businesses in small and medium markets. Realize your dream of owning your own business with the comprehensive support of one of the world's top franchisers. Call 888-258-2730 or visit www.allegranetwork.com and discover the power in the network. Unlock your earning potential with a business to call your own with the Papa Lock franchise opportunity. Founded in 1991 by former law enforcement officers in Lafayette, Louisiana, Papa Lock is recognized as the leading locksmith franchise in the world, with 3,600 trained techs and licensed locksmiths serving a total population of more than 150 million in over 3,400 cities. Papa Lock provides multiple revenue streams to franchisees, such as locksmithing and car door unlocking, high-tech key generation, emergency roadside assistance, and emergency car door unlocking. If you would like to examine the Papa Lock franchise opportunity in more detail, please go to our website, www.papalock.com. That's www.papalock.com. Or call 337-233-6211. That number again is 337-233-6211. Lock up your future today with Papa Lock. To reach a show host or guest during the live show, dial toll-free in North America, 866-613-1612. Or if outside the USA and Canada, dial 001-858-268-3068.
Franchise Interviews, Asking the Entrepreneur Who Owns One. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you've ever dreamed about owning your own business, then this is a show to listen to. And our first segment today is being brought to you by the Aaron's Sales and Lease Ownership Franchise Opportunity. And Aaron's is a New York Stock Exchange-listed company and ranked number 58 among franchise chains in worldwide sales. Aaron's is reinventing the way a growing and underserved market acquires furniture, electronics, appliances, and computers. Now's a great time to join the Aaron's franchise family. Don, welcome back to another edition of Franchise Interviews, October 25th, 2007. How are you doing today, my friend?
Yeah, doing great, Marty. Doing fine. Family's getting all geared up for Halloween next week. It's a big thing in our house. The kids have their costumes, and we're getting together with family afterwards. And, you know, it's going to be a good time. Picking last week. But heck with all that, the big news is you. Yeah. Having a baby boy. Congratulations.
Thank you so much, Di. A little sleep-deprived, you know, as we were talking a little earlier before.
I warned you about that.
You sure did. You know, you weren't exaggerating, you know. But, he's here. You know, today he gets to listen to his first show, you know. So
Born last Tuesday,
you know, 6.5 pounds, and what a long day that was. It's actually been a long week, but I tell you, it's the best week of my life, though. You know, it's been fantastic. You know, he's a lot of fun. So,
something you'll never forget, not just the day he was born, but all the, you know, the first few weeks, months.
Just to get to see that, you know, I mean, it is something I'll remember the rest of my life, you know, so.
After the show, you're taking the rest of the day off, right?
I'm going to take a nap, hopefully, as long as he doesn't get up, so. But also, you know, I wanted to mention, too, that, you know, our thoughts and prayers are going out to our friends in San Diego. I don't know if a lot of listeners know, but our studio is in San Diego, you know, and we have a lot of friends there. So, you know, we're, watching on the news and making sure everyone's okay out there.
Right, so, yeah. Tough times for people going on out there.
Sure is. It's something, you know. It's got to be pretty scary. You know, I know we haven't really experienced anything like that out here, you know, in the East Coast, fires like that, you know.
Yeah.
It's got to be pretty scary, you know.
Yeah.
I also want to thank, Don, our program director for the last year, Paul Johnson. You know, Paul's trained us on how to do the show. He's also the voice behind many of our great commercials. You know, a lot of people have commented on how great our commercials are. You know, we have Jungle Quest. He's done Service Brand International, the Alternative Board. So he's the man behind the voice. And so I think today we'll dedicate the show to Paul Johnson.
Good.
Great guy. And what do we got going on today?
today we're meeting with Sam Nafisi of DTT Surveillance. He's supposed to be on the show a few weeks ago, a little under the weather, so
right.
we're glad that he's feeling better, can get back on today. He's the CEO and founder of the company, and they're
right.
the leading provider, Marty, of video surveillance to over 20,000 restaurants around the country. And they got
a lot of accounts.
Pretty big-name franchise clients, McDonald's, Subway, Burger King.
Yeah, those accounts alone, I mean, you know, keep you busy.
Yeah, definitely. And what's interesting is, just not the surveillance part of it, but just helping the business owner reduce theft, increase profits. He'll get into all that, but those
right.
are some of the the positives of having what I think we talked about recently is really a necessity. So he'll be on today. He'll tell us all about what's going on. And then on November 1st, Marty, we'll be meeting with Will Glennie of a franchise called Juice Stop.
Oh, that's right.
Juice Stop stores attract a broad variety of consumers, ranging from executives to laborers to students, all seeking a quick, nutritious, tasty meal. The Juice Stop products and environments have been specifically designed to appeal to this broad spectrum of consumers. So,
right. It's a great way to get your fruits and vegetables, I imagine, Don, too. I've never been a big fruit and vegetable kind of person,
right.
but when you drink for, have one of these beverages from like a Juice Stop, it kind of certainly helps, it's...
I've been doing a lot of research in general on nutrition and what's good for you, what's not, and I think just many people don't have enough fruits and vegetables.
Oh, absolutely.
And vitamins in general, so you maybe get the best of both worlds here, something very tasty and good and nutritious as well.
Exactly. I mean, if I could find an easier way to eat vegetables, I would do it, So
we'll tell us all about that next week.
Exactly.
On November 8th, we're meeting with Cal Patel and Craig Auberger, a First Inspection Services franchise. So,
yeah, that's a great concept too, Don, because, as I've mentioned on previous shows, we've never had this type of franchise on the show before,
Right.
Actually had a quote from Cal. He said his goal in starting First Inspection was to exceed the national standards for home inspectors set by the National Association of Certified Home Inspectors. He requires inspectors working for him and his franchisees to take two vocational-level courses in home inspection and an additional 4 weeks of training with First Inspection, including taking part in about 80 on-site inspections without pay before being considered qualified to perform paid home inspections. So he's very critical as far as like who he'll actually accept as a franchisee.
Right.
So I'm really looking forward to having him on the show. And it's great. He's from another country, and he's achieved the American dream through franchising. We've heard
right.
so many stories like that. So I'm really looking forward to having those guys on the show in a couple weeks.
As well as a lot of good shows the rest of the year. And, of course, we have our one-year show coming up.
That's going to be exciting. That's going to be a
It's already been a year
show.
Yeah, since we started our first show.
It seems like yesterday, doesn't it?
Yeah, time has gone fast.
It sure does, This is I had a great article, Don, from the L.A. Times, franchises that may appeal to people with extra time, and it really caught my eye.
Right.
One of the many ways businesses segment markets is by something called, when I teach marketing to my students, is by family life cycle. And one of the stages in the family life cycle is called empty nesters. And empty nesters are married couples whose children have grown up and they've moved away from home, which has always been a lucrative segment for marketers. And now, franchisers, I guess you and I are a long way from being empty nesters, It's
right.
But let's listen to this. The article is by Alana Samuels, again, L.A. Times writer. And it starts off by saying, it's a tough time to be a mortgage broker, which is why Ulrich Sigonito spent Friday at the West Coast Franchise Expo. And you and I have been talking about that show.
And promoting it just happened this past weekend, right?
Exactly. It says, after looking into a few restaurants that would have required a big cash investment, Sigonito said he was seriously considering putting $9,800 into a Cruise One franchise, which would turn him into a part-time travel agent. I thought that was interesting, to part-time franchises. Again, these are
right.
people with extra time. They want to supplement their income. And so there's actually a bunch of them out there. So they have a lot of spare time on my hands. He's a father of four. He added, I need something else to supplement my income. Gene Bresnoff, who's director of franchise sales for Cruise One, which specializes in booking cruises, said that in the last year, several mortgage brokers had purchased franchises, setting up shop at extra desks in their offices. Can you imagine that? So
Makes sense. It's interesting with the housing market, and times are slower. People have, especially in this case of this individual, four kids.
Exactly. I mean, think about how many mortgage brokers are out there, too. You know, I mean, it's kind of clever if you think about it on Cruise One's, standpoint to target mortgage brokers, empty nesters. So the leisure market is an exciting space right now. People always want to go on vacation. This was one that you and I were talking about. It's Charlie Choo Choo's. Which rents trackless trains for private parties, also drew a crowd. It says for $100,000, you get a rubber-wheeled train that holds 27 children or 18 adults. Brett De St. Georg, president of the company, said he wasn't selling only trains but also railroad real estate. Each owner is assigned a territory of about 150,000 people, and a GPS unit attached to the train will alert D. St. Georg, if one train infringes on another's territory. So far, he's sold 8 franchises, and he said he received request information from Argentina, the Czech Republic. So, I mean, that's fantastic. So I just thought
sounds like it's another franchise. Someone can quickly start up part-time, make some money on the side.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of times we talk about, how you really have to dedicate yourself to these things and put in 80 hours a week sometimes in the beginning, But there are other options,
It says here you get the train, and the next day you start making money.
It's great, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's very clever. So just, wanted to bring that to our audience's attention that there are low-cost franchises out there.
Right.
And there's a lot of empty nesters out there and a lot of mortgage brokers. So,
right.
Franchising can certainly be for them, absolutely.
Yeah, interesting story.
Yeah, I know you had some interesting stuff, too.
Yeah, well, first, we always like to kind of tell people what's going on with franchise shows around the country. The National Franchise and Business Opportunities Expo, which puts on, several shows around the country.
Right.
Salt Lake City, this November 3rd and 4th, is their show.
Okay.
And then the middle of November, the 17th and 18th November, it'll be in Chicago.
Oh,
Windy City is going to have a franchise show. Anybody wanting information, simply go to www.franchiseshowinfo.com. And, something here, Marty, through Franchise Wire, written by Jamie Isaacs through Fishman Public Relations, date October 17th. Famed franchise developer Gary Finley adds 3 food concepts to franchise collection.
Oh, great.
As if his plate wasn't full already, Gary Finley announced today that he is taking another big bite out of the franchising industry with 3 food concepts primed for mass consumption. Finley, former president and COO of world-renowned women's workout chain Curves, is a visionary who plotted the course for the fitness chain's craze. Now is the founder and chief executive officer of Finley Group, a leading U.S. franchise investment sales consulting firm. Finley's turning his attention to the food aspect of healthy living by adding 3 rapidly expanding franchises. One's called Rising Roll Gourmet, also Bahama Bucks, and Just Ticks, to his current buffet of franchise opportunities.
That's great.
Finley Group, Marty, specializes in growing new and existing business concepts nationally through the franchising model. The addition of Rising Roll Gourmet, Bahama Bucks, and Just Ticks adds even greater variety to the collection of franchise concepts under the Finley Group umbrella. They have other brands like Face Logic, Dogtopia, also Nanny Poppins, which is
right.
A nanny referral agency, Romp and Roll, Children's Enrichment Center, are positioned as industry leaders in some of the hottest franchise segments. He says Americans are hungry for healthier mealtime and snack time options, Finley said. Rising Roll Gourmet, Bahama Bucks, and Just Ticks collectively feed the consumer demand for healthy food and dessert alternatives. I'm passionate about bringing these franchise investment opportunities to a wider entrepreneurial base, which in turn provides consumers with more and better choices. And having developed the most successful fitness franchise model in history while with Curves, Finley knows what it takes to become a breakthrough business concept.
Absolutely. He has success in franchising already, And having a guy like Gary Finley, kind of steer the ship on, is very, very important consideration when buying a franchise. You see a lot of these new, we've mentioned, we've had on the show before, these family franchise concepts, like Service Brands International.
Right.
A couple weeks ago, you were mentioning the Dwyer Group, which also has a family and franchise concept. It seems like a growing trend taking place, offer a variety of franchise concepts.
There's a lot of advantages to a franchise. You might not want to put together a whole sales staff and all the overhead associated
with
it. Why not hire professionals and know how to recruit the right type of people that that franchisor is looking for?
Absolutely.
To build out the concept at the pace the franchise corporate office wants to go at.
Yeah, I'd love to have Gary on the show. We're going to have to eventually get him on the show, hopefully.
Definitely.
You know, by the end of the year.
Last thing he says, sir, is they offer the chance for people to own a business they are passionate about and lead the kind of life they dream about with flexible hours and upbeat, family-friendly atmospheres. It's excellent. And here's something also through the Gazette, and Gazette.com, dated October 14th, Marty, by Bill Radford. It says here, franchises, buying into brand, stock up on funds, patience, willingness to stick to rules before opening storefront. It starts out saying, it sounds simple, buy a franchise, get it up and running, and watch the money pour in.
There you go.
We know, unfortunately, a lot of people out there think when you invest in a franchise, it's not the case. We've had a lot of people on the show discussing all aspects of franchising, and it's not the case. And
right, it's been a common theme on the show too, Don. You know,
right.
I mean, a lot of times, I think when listening to our show, Franchise Interviews, a lot of people say, "Wow, maybe franchising isn't for me."
Right.
We've never actually painted like a rosy picture. There's so many advantages to buying a franchise, but again, it's not for everybody. The
right.
money is not going to come in day one as soon as you open up your Subway or any type of franchise.
Right. And about the money pouring in, it's next goes wrong, says Tamira Wallace, a consultant from Castle Rock who advises people on buying franchises. Be prepared, she says, to work harder than you ever have. Don't expect these profits to add up anytime soon. We tell people to put aside enough money to live for the first year, she
right.
says. Still, she said, for people dreaming of owning their own business, a franchise may be the way to go. If they have the funds, the patience, and the willingness to follow the franchisor's rules. There's certainly no shortage of franchises to choose from. We've gone over some of these statistics. There's over 760,000 franchise businesses in the U.S., according
right.
to the IFA. Those businesses account for more than 18 million jobs and $1.5 trillion in annual revenue. And they actually showcase one particular couple of franchisees. And it's called FaceLogic, which, again, ties in Gary Finley. This is one of the franchises, part of the Finley Group. It says here, FaceLogic International was founded in 2005 and has 26 locations, bills itself as the first spa franchise to offer luxury skincare services at affordable prices. The franchisees here, Marty Marion Swafford and Clara Mueller. Swafford was a chef and ran a catering business. Her partner owned a hair salon.
Oh, really?
And then it says here their role. The two serve as spa directors. It's very hard to open a business and not be part of it and expect it to be successful, Swafford says. Why this franchise? There's nothing else like this, Swafford said. After Mueller read about FaceLogic, the two researched it, including a visit to the first location in Waco, Texas, and were sold on the concept. Goes into cost here, Marty. Franchise fees about $35,000. The overall investments in the $2 to $250 range. Plans for growth and opening next spring is possible for a second site. And they're considering a third location. Just like a lot of people going into franchising, with most concepts, people usually want to open several locations. Myself being in financing, that's something we're always talking to people about initially when we're pre-qualifying them, their long-term goals. What's their time frame on opening additional locations? So here's a couple of franchisees who are doing that right from the get-go and are pretty enthusiastic about the franchise. And they give some words of wisdom here. It says, we did a lot of research. We kind of knew the beauty industry, but what is really important is to look at the company and look at what kind of support you get.
Right, absolutely.
It looks like they did a lot of due diligence and were careful and seemed pretty passionate about the business. And they're really concerned about the support,
great.
Which is always important and why people invest in a franchise, that ongoing support.
Absolutely. Due diligence has been another common theme on the show as well, Bob. So
right.
I think what we'll do here is we'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more franchise interviews on World Talk Radio, where the world comes to talk.
World Talk Radio.
Looking for
for the independence, freedom, and control of owning your own business? Invest in a winning opportunity. WSI is the world's leading white-collar franchise, ranked number one in its category by Entrepreneur Magazine for 6 years running. Right now, WSI is expanding its global franchise network in select high-growth markets. Do you have the motivation to run a successful and profitable business? Can you see yourself delivering highly effective internet marketing solutions to small and medium-sized companies in your local community? Find out now if your area is still available. Go to WSICorporate.com/radio to qualify now for your free multimedia franchise information package. Comprehensive training and certification, your own personal startup success coach, ongoing operations, and marketing support. Whatever your business background, you can follow WSI's proven system to build a successful long-term business with multiple recurring revenue streams that will earn you money while you sleep. Qualify now for your free information package. Go to WSICorporate.com. That's WSICorporate.com/radio. Start living your dream today. Create a rewarding future for you and your family as an Aaron's Sales and Lease Ownership franchisee. Aaron's is changing the way a growing and underserved market acquires necessities like furniture, appliances, electronics, and computers. The Aaron's franchise opportunity offers today's entrepreneurs, you, potential for profits and growth. Aaron's Sales and Lease Ownership is a division of Aaron's Rents Incorporated, a New York Stock Exchange-listed company with more than 50 years of enviable results. Aaron's is ranked number one in its category by Entrepreneur Magazine and 58th among franchise chains in worldwide sales by Franchise Times Magazine. Aaron's provides site selection assistance, comprehensive training, and traffic-building marketing programs. Additionally, as a franchisee, you'll benefit from their national reputation, industry experience, operating systems, and manufacturing and distribution methods. For more information on the Aaron's franchise opportunity, call 1-800-551-6015. That's 1-800-551-6015. Or go to aaronsfranchise.com. That's AARONS franchise.com. Do you have a talent for communicating business advice? Are you looking to control your work-life balance? Have you earned a six-figure income in the corporate world, yet dreamed of being your own boss? Would helping local business owners solve problems, seize opportunities, and plan strategically give you great satisfaction? If so, the Alternative Board could be the meaningful and rewarding professional challenge you've been searching for. The Alternative Board, also known as TAB, is the world's largest franchisor of peer advisory boards and business coaching. We are currently seeking qualified entrepreneurs, business consultants, and corporate executives who have at least 10 years of senior-level business experience. As a franchise owner with the Alternative Board, you will chair monthly board meetings and provide executive coaching to CEOs, presidents, and owners of local businesses. You can share your business knowledge to help community business leaders achieve their vision of success. In addition to earning a consistent income from monthly membership dues, you also have the potential to start or expand consulting opportunities. Explore how you can apply your business expertise and give back to your community with TAB. Please visit our website at www.tabboards.com. That's TABBOARDS.com. Or you can call 1-800-727-0126. That's 1-800-727-0126. Do what you enjoy and enjoy what you do with the Alternative Board.
World Talk Radio.
Interviews, Asking the Entrepreneur Owns One. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you've ever dreamed about owning your own business, then this is a show to listen to. And so
Segment two of today's show is being brought to you by the Aaron's Sales and Lease Ownership Franchise Opportunity. And Aaron's is a New York Stock Exchange listed company and ranked number 58 among franchise chains in worldwide sales. Aaron's is reinventing the way a growing and underserved market acquires furniture, electronics, appliances, and computers. Now is a great time to join the Aaron's franchise family. And today we have a very special guest, Sam Lefisi of DTT Surveillance. And Sam is the CEO and founder of DTT. And DTT is a leading provider of video surveillance to over 20,000 restaurants. And as Don was saying earlier, if you ever walked into a McDonald's, a Subway, a Burger King, or any number of franchises, chances are you've been watched, observed, and tracked by security cameras and software by DTT. DTT has equipped, serviced, and supported more than, again, 20,000 clients. Everyday software provided by DTT handles over 6 trillion frames, protects $800 billion in assets, and oversees in excess of 1 million employees. Hey, Sam, good morning. Welcome to the show today.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you doing today, Sam?
Good, good. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. Sam, joining us is my co-host, Don Johnson. And, Don, I know you wanted to say hi to Sam.
Yeah, Sam, appreciate you coming on the show. I could have used you about 8 years ago, Sam. I used to own a food business, a Stewart's Root Beer, kind of similar to an A&W. We had theft all over the place.
Wow. Yeah, sorry the technology wasn't that rampant then.
Exactly, yeah. Sam, Don and I read an article, it was last month, on from the Los Angeles Business Journal. It was called, I'm sure you've seen it, is Eye on You.
Yeah.
And, you know, the article started off by saying, from two computer screens at his home office, Bob Grewal can monitor exactly how much change his customers get back at his 12 Subway stores in L.A. Data from his cash registers roll across the screen like subtitles as images captured from four cameras at each store flow on streaming media. He says, our money never comes up short now. Employees know that they're being watched 24/7. So it's certainly one less thing that a franchisee has to worry about. You know, so it's such a great service. So Don and I were so excited to have you on the show today.
Well, thank you. We're excited to be on.
Tim, what were you doing before starting DTT Surveillance? I know you've been called, I've read your bio, they've called you actually a serial entrepreneur.
Well, I was a third-year law student here in L.A. at USC and was nibbling and nabbling at a bunch of different entrepreneurial opportunities. I've always been fascinated by the whole franchise concept. It's such an American business model, and I really fell in love with it coming to the States in 84. And I always wanted to own my own 10, 15 McDonald's or Subways or whatever. And when I partnered up with my original partner in '99 for this business, technology was booming. It was the initial foray of the internet. And we said, well, instead of owning 10 restaurants or whatever concept we'd go after, why don't we come up with a technology to sell to millions?
Right.
And it was really the advent of digital recording on, you know, computer hard drives, and where digital surveillance really started taking off. And we went to the other side of franchising. Instead of owning them, we started selling to them.
So it seems like you kind of hit it at the right time. Your approach to selling this to the franchise industry plus the high-end technology. Because you mentioned you started this in 99, Sam?
Yeah, we started in April 99, and typical to form, McDonald's tends to be the leader in accepting new technologies and really jumping on board and believing in it. And they were the first, and they still remain by far our largest client.
Yeah.
And they were the biggest adopters of this very early on. And then when broadband really proliferated, 2001, 2003, and DSL and broadband and T1 and cable, the different mediums of broadband delivery became, you know, readily available, other concepts jumped on.
Interesting.
Sounds like the big change in the industry, Sam, was like, I guess it's gone from like tape to digital. I was watching on your website. It seems like the video is very clear.
Right.
You know, like, we're in the old days, I guess it was kind of like foggy, so you can say, and that's where you guys kind of like were able to identify a need.
Right. I think the difference was that in the old days, you know, there was two big differences, really. One was that it was something called time-lapse recording.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd record, you know, one frame every 8 seconds.
Right.
Meaning you'd see the guy's hands in the drawer. The next screen you see is he's running out the door.
Absolutely.
There was no fluidity. There was no fluidity to the screen. And then the fact that you had to have used videotape. So those were the two really big impediments. Digital technology allowed, A, not to need videotapes or change videotapes on a regular basis, and create fluid with recording, and we now record, you know, 30 frames a second versus those days that they would record, you know, one frame every 8 seconds.
That's fascinating.
Yeah, how about also, like, close-ups? When a, you know, the old model is just from a distance, you know, looking at, say, someone at a cash register. Now, I assume you can you know, close in and get different angles and really have the whole restaurant covered.
Correct. I mean, you could go as high-end as, you know, cameras that are used in airports in Vegas and that are called pan-tilt zoom cameras that are manually zoomed in and you can get great shots. It tends to be cost-prohibitive for the franchise world that we focus on, which is exclusively the restaurant hospitality space. We tend to give them, in areas that they want to focus on, for example, over the cash register system, we put two cameras, one that is looking within extreme proximity of the drawer,
right,
and gets the close-up shot, and a second that has the global view of that environment. So those two cameras could show the transaction on a high level with the two people, the employee and the customer, talking or doing the transaction. The second camera is looking actually at the register, the denomination of currency being transacted.
It's incredible.
And they must just give that franchisee just such peace of mind, knowing they can leave. That's what I didn't like being about being in the food business, just personally, with the business being open
right.
So many hours. You can't be there all the time. And when you leave, you know, you have a whole restaurant full of employees, and you know, with money flying all around, it's just very nerve-wracking. I'd love to have had your type of system.
Oh, absolutely.
It's funny. I just have a very dear friend who's in a franchisee of a very well-known concept. We'll leave the name. No reason to talk about the name right now. But he was really adverse to getting this technology and said, "Well, my manager is great. He doesn't do anything. He's been with me for 8 years. Why do I need this? Why do I need this?" And I would kept telling him, "Just let's put it in. Don't even worry about the paying for it. I think you'll find some tremendous things." And he said, "Well, no, this concept is really close on their inventory. If he was stealing from me, the franchisor would know."
Right.
And they would tell me that I'm missing this. I finally made him relent, and we put it in about 6 weeks ago. And he realized that there was a large transactional count of employee meals. He only had, let's say, 10 employees working at any one time, while employee meal transactions were about 40.
Amazing. That's
he realized that same manager who he loved
right.
is punching in employee meals on the register, putting in $2-3 in, collecting 8 from the customers.
Can you imagine?
So the inventory count is still the same.
Right.
The franchisor is seeing 10 or 30 or 40 breads missing, which is correct because there's not that many employee meals. So the POS totals match the inventory totals,
right.
But the owner is getting 30 cents on the dollar.
Incredible.
It's like your system really pays for itself. Just
very quickly, yeah. I mean, on insurance, on workers' comp, on liability reductions,
right.
On mitigating lawsuits. And so there's a lot of different avenues that we pitch this, and it's become compelling enough now that most franchise circulars have made this a mandatory product.
Right. Yeah, the ROI, I imagine, Sam, as you were saying, is very quick. You know, it's not something that takes years to, you know, get your money back. You know? So I imagine the insurance companies are big advocates of this kind of service as well, Sam.
Huge. I mean, they give, usually most insurance companies give about a 20% discount for workers' comp and liability insurance. And we literally had two cases of this very recently. Again, having such a large client base in one narrow niche, you see a lot of different examples frequently. One was a chain in Los Angeles of restaurants who was having a lot of convenient slip and falls in the walk-in freezers.
Right.
The insurance company actually came to us and said, "Would you mind, at our cost, putting two freezer cameras inside the walk-in freezer?"
Right.
Lo and behold, they caught a ring of employees that was suing these owners for slip and falls.
Could you imagine?
And collecting $3,000, $4,000, or $5,000 each time.
Yeah, even on your website too, Sam. I was watching one woman. I guess she was getting soda or something like that. It was a couple
exactly.
weeks ago. I was watching it, and she, you know, she fraudulent slip and fall. You
yeah.
know?
she claimed that she had broken her left elbow.
Right.
And when the fire department came, she forgot it was the left. She said it was the right.
Could you you imagine?
Yeah.
You know, and there's a lot of different scenarios too, Sam. You know, it's like, you know, you look at your website. You know, there's office break-ins. There's disgruntled customers. You know, as you mentioned, theft. Subway food preparation. That was another one. You know, that I was watching. You know, it's just so there's just so many reasons why a franchisee would want this kind of service.
Right. I mean, it's the integration with the point of sale system, the employee management, the employee training, the customer service portion. I mean, a lot of people forget that in many ways
right.
it could vindicate and exonerate customers if they have an issue with a bad employee.
Absolutely.
So and,
back of watch
and then,
the tape, yeah.
Right, and then the remote management aspect of it. You know, there was a store in Los Angeles again, and that had a murder robbery about 4 months ago at about midnight, and customer's a very good personal friend of mine and the company's, and it was a crime scene, so he couldn't go in. They wouldn't let him in. He logs in remotely, gets all the video, submits it to the police department, to his lawyers and insurance company.
Incredible.
In the old days, you couldn't.
Exactly.
So it sounds like, Sam, it's mandatory. Anybody opening up a Subway, they have to put the system in. That's dictated by Subway. It's not up to the franchisee.
Correct. Again, I would love Subway to get there to make it mandatory. Subway, for example, has not yet made it, but they constantly talk about it. We don't know of a single Subway that is opening that does not put it in.
Right.
But again, it is at least so far at the moment, it is still a discretionary item as it applies to Subway. But again, from our the relationship, we're the exclusive provider worldwide for Subway. From our interaction with them, it looks like they do put it in the new restaurants, and the overwhelming majority of the old ones that either had nothing or had videotapes are changing it to the digital restaurant-specific solution is what we call it.
Interesting. Yeah, to me, it's a no-brainer. I mean,
absolutely.
It's you know, something, you know, forget about the whole theft aspect, just you know, pending lawsuits,
yeah.
as you talked about
yeah.
earlier. I mean, it's unfortunate in this world. That's just reality, and you might as well have it all on tape, and it can cut out a lot of headaches.
Right. I mean, just think about one application that we have really now integrated in the last month or so is our new SmartView application, which besides the point of sale integration, it also now integrates time and attendance. And you could imagine these young kids that work in these restaurants. They could be potentially messing around with their time clocks and friends clocking for their friends. Now we get a real-time snapshot of the timesheet of the person and the person clocking in and out.
It's incredible. It's just one less thing that as we mentioned earlier, a franchisee has to worry about. You know, I'm sure these were things, Don, when you had your stewards, you know, that you constantly worried about.
Right. Yep. It's, that's why we soon sold the business. Have a family member over there. I can tell you a lot of funny stories. That's a whole other conversation. But yeah, I wish we would have had this whole system in place.
Back then, right?
Slept a little better at night. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean, we have bar applications, you know, that we do for nightclubs and bars that have two really important factors. One is making sure the pour is the pour they're doing. A lot of bartenders might pour, you know, a Blue Label for their buddies and charge Jack and Coke.
Right, absolutely.
Blue Label is a $20 shot drink, and Jack and Coke is a $7 shot drink. The house loses $13 each time.
Exactly.
So the franchisee or the owner of that bar could make Blue Label an exception item.
Absolutely.
Or make Jack an exception item. Every time that particular item is rung up, he can get a video verification of it.
That's incredible.
Or we have an application for bars, for nightclubs and, you know, gentlemen's clubs and things like that that have cover charge.
Right.
A lot of times those door guys, the doormen, pocket a lot of that. Now we have something that's called a people counter. So the perimeter of the entrance to the place is mapped out electronically. And every person that walks in, we count. So when the doorman at the end of the night puts in 100, you know, entrants at $10 each, there should be $10,000, $1,000 in the drawer. We have a count that should match that.
Right, right.
So it's a great, you know, way that nightclub owners could make sure that cover charge is accurately taken in.
That's incredible. What's the most interesting thing that's happened to you, Sam, I mean, since starting DTT? I imagine you have great stories every single day.
Yeah, I mean, just I think, again, that going back to my entrepreneurial, you know, spirit, which really all franchising is all about,
yeah.
I think the growth of this baby, you know, it was a two-person employee, and now we have 200-some employees, you know, pretty substantial national coverage, really one of the premier players within the restaurant space.
Certainly.
And that's been gratifying to help to see a lot of these employees come in really at very lower levels and grow and mature with the business and now have a lot of people reporting to them. You know, and it's very similar to the concepts we deal with. You know, we have a concept in the South. It used to be called Raving Brands.
Right.
Out of Atlanta, Moe's is their flagship concept, and you know, Focus Brands just recently bought them.
Right.
But the point was, they were a 30-location chain when we partnered with them. And as they grew to 300, 400, 500 sites, we grew with them.
Exactly.
So it's a great little thing that to see, you know, our business grow as the franchisee, our clients grow.
Absolutely. Yeah, Don and I were talking a couple weeks back, Sam, you know, about, we were referring to the Wendy's case, you know, like if Wendy's had something like this technology, you know, where the woman claimed that she found, what was it, Don, a finger?
Yeah.
You know, it just, I mean, there's just a lot of crazy people out there just looking to, you know, fraudulently sue a franchise, you know, because behind that franchise is millions and millions of dollars, you know, so it's got to be one thing that a franchisee constantly worries about is just getting sued, so
yeah.
I just think it really helps you sleep so much better at night.
I agree. I mean, the shocking thing to me as an owner of the business is, why is it not even more prevalent? Why isn't it being more accepted? Why is it not mandatory by every concept?
Exactly.
It's shocking to me. You know, we package our product on a subscription basis. So it's about $4, $5 a day. It's about $140 a month for all the services I've mentioned. That's the basic four-camera package. That includes installation, service, everything. And for concepts to shy away from $4 a month a day is bizarre to me. But it's
a no-brainer.
Yeah, I mean,
it really is a no-brainer.
Right. And it's still, you know, some of the big boys have really taken to it, and some of the other concepts don't have any. It's mind-boggling.
Absolutely. I was going to say, your salespeople must have a ball selling this thing, Sam, because, you know, it's so easy to believe in, you know, this type of
right.
concept. And when you put it like that, you say, my God.
Well, don't tell them that. I'm still disappointed in their performance.
Absolutely. Yeah. Sam, are you able to stick around for another segment?
Of course.
That's fantastic. So I think what we'll do here is we'll take another quick break, and we'll be right back with more franchise interviews on World Talk Radio, where the world comes to talk.
For a great tasting dessert that's much better for you and your kids, try the Miami Rice Pudding Company. Miami Rice Pudding Company offers over 35 flavors of rice pudding delivered in cups or cones with a customer's choice of toppings. This unbelievable franchise opportunity is introducing this great dessert concept to the malls, airports, art shows, and similar venues in your market. Miami Rice Pudding's goal is to help franchisees bring the healthy joy of flavored rice pudding to the world. Join our franchise system and open in your market with a low investment and operate both the fixed location and mobile units. Our system requires minimal food preparation and our pudding has a long shelf life. Mall chains are eager for us to expand to their locations because we're unique, competitive, nutritious, and a fun concept. Call us today, toll free at 1-866-6-EAT-RICE. That's 1-866-6-EAT-RICE. Or go to our website at MiamiRicePudding.com. That's MiamiRicePudding.com.
Tap into a $41 billion a year industry with Garlic Jim's. Did you know Americans eat about 100 acres of pizza every single day, or about 350 slices per second? Garlic Jim's has spent years looking high and low for a higher quality pizza that is delivered quick enough so that you're still hungry when it arrives. Garlic Jim's makes the most delicious gourmet pizza and at the same time provides excellent and fast service to your door. Garlic Jim's has perfected the science of prompt pizza delivery by learning and experimenting. The exciting twist to this is great pizza. Never again will you have to choose between great pizza and great service. Are you interested in owning a Garlic Gyms? We're currently accepting applications to participate in our exciting world of gourmet pizza delivery and carryout. Talk to us and find out how we sold nearly 100 franchises in 6 states in our first 2.5 years of operation. To get started right away, go to www.garlicgyms.com. That's www.garlicgyms.com. Or call us 425-918-1900. That's 425-918-1900. Garlic Gyms.
Good day, mate. Want to explore owning your own business? Yearn for the adventure of being the first in a new concept? You'll go positively ape over a Jungle Quest franchise. Beyond bouncing balls and inflatables, it's an indoor rock climbing and challenge course for kids. For ages 2 to 12, the center features zip lines, Burma bridges, swings, rock walls, tree houses, and tunnels. For 12 years, Jungle Quest has served 30,000 explorers with drop-ins and birthday parties, field trips, and camps. Now available as a franchise. Go to junglequest.net for more information. That's junglequest.net.
A show host or guest during the live show, dial toll-free in North America, 866-613-1612. Or, if outside the USA and Canada, dial 001-858-268-3068.
I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you've ever dreamed about owning your own business, then this is a show to listen to. And today we have a very special guest, Sam Nafisi of DTT Surveillance. And DTT has equipped, serviced, and supported more than 20,000 clients. Every day, software provided by DTT handles over 6 trillion frames, protects $800 billion in assets, and oversees in excess of 1 million employees. And Don, I think you're up.
Yes, Sam, I just wanted to have you discuss a little bit the different options a franchisee has with the different brands and models of your surveillance system. Is it mainly one system that most people get, or you have a few different that people can choose from?
Good question, Don. It tends to be really a couple of variables. One, the size of the facility is really the first determining factor with respect to the number of cameras they want, the number of areas they want to supervise and watch. An average subway goes with about a 4 to 6 camera package, which is, because of their small nature, it's plenty for them.
Right.
And then we have the McDonald's guys that go with 16 cameras and more on occasion because of they have parking lots, they have drive-throughs, they have the playland area where the kids running. So that's one condition that's determining. The second is the point of sale integration, as I mentioned. That integration piece depends on the number of terminals at a restaurant. So a Subway might have 1 or 2, while an IHOP might have 8. So it really is dependent on that. Then a third item that could be a variable is audio. Do they want to hear audio? And that is permissible in many jurisdictions, and we do provide that real-time bidirectional audio. And that's another thing if they want, we can add. Then it's, you know, infrared packages for nighttime viewing if it's a bar or a nightclub. It's the freezer camera that I mentioned on the prior segment. So those are the variables, but really the number one condition precedent is the size of the package and the areas they want to observe.
Right, so that'll determine the various setups.
Exactly.
Cameras really on the size and the specific type of business. That's interesting. You mentioned something like a nightclub where it's darker. They need some other type of technology for that.
Oh yeah, I mean they would need something called infrared cameras, and infrared cameras during the day when there's ambient light give you a perfect color picture. At night it could be pitch dark, and they give you a perfect black and white picture. Because they have
Are you taking on investors, Sam? I think Marty and I went in all the.
good question. We are actually looking for our first round of outside money probably by the end of the first quarter. We're looking. The company's been funded primarily by my partner and myself so far. And
call us first, Sam.
We will. Thank you for the interest.
Sam, you mentioned some of your customers. Who should invest in DTT surveillance system? I mean, it sounds like everyone to me should have one because it is so affordable.
Yeah, I mean, again, our niche, our really laser-like focus, and I tell our staff literally daily, is the restaurant hospitality industry, all of which is franchised. You know, we have the corporate clients as well, but within the same franchise community, we see everyone has interest. You know, even in concepts that corporate might not be a huge advocate of it, franchisees still believe in it and go put it. So everyone, I mean, we have Dunkin', IHOP, Dairy Queen, Applebee's, Chili's, TGIF, McDonald's, Subway, Burger King, anyone in the food space, Marriott, DoubleTree, Motel 6, the Peninsula Hotel chain, very, very high-end chain, that's our client. So it really, the whole gamut of the hospitality space is a potential client for us.
When you probably started this, Sam, I guess this was mainly because of how much theft goes on in the food industry, but I guess... you might not have realized initially all these other different types of services that could help, like lawsuits. I think now that's probably become even bigger than just the aspect of theft. I mean,
I agree.
Is that the number one reason why people get it, or is it a combination of a few different things?
There's a combination. I think the ROI pitch that we use is about we call it the top eight reasons why this is important. Lawsuits are on it, slip and falls are on it, employee management's on it. So it's a whole gamut, and it really varies. I mean, some concepts have specific issues. Some concepts that might be in different areas of a city have different issues. There might be crime-laden stuff that are maybe in bad areas of a city, while the suburbs might have less crime but might have theft because of drug abuse.
Right.
You know, it really is the whole gamut of reasons why they use it, and we have different ROI calculations that apply to a myriad of different potential clients.
To put in your system, do you have to deal with the local township, county? For putting a surveillance system like this, any type of approvals on?
No, great question. I think that's the number one differentiating factor between us and the thousands of companies that are within the quote-unquote security space is we did a paradigm shift about 5 years ago. I think it was end of 2002, almost exactly 5 years ago, and began a national installation team, all of which are our employees. We don't do any subcontracting. We don't do any outsourcing of our labor.
Wow.
So every installation done in North America, Miami, Chicago, Dallas, Boston, L.A., Houston, Portland, any city in North America is done by one of our employees. It's a huge, huge benefit for a franchisor who is looking to approve a company, and you tell them that any issue you have nationally, you have our national installation manager's neck, our COO, and ultimately my neck on the line. So it's a big, big,
right.
Important factor.
Don't have to blame anywhere else. It's all you, which will make the franchisor feel much more comfortable, yeah.
Right. So with respect to different townships or areas, there's really, because it's low voltage,
right.
There is no licensing required in most areas. Some cities require it, like Las Vegas, like Seattle, and for those we obviously have the licenses that are required, but most areas don't, and for existing restaurants, none do. The cities that require the license are only for new openings.
Right. And, I just thought of this a little bit. You have clients where there's cameras all over the place. I mean, is that... You also have an alarm system it just seemed, convenient. Your company should just have just a basic alarm system in the place as well.
I'm not more interested in having you join us as a business partner because you nailed it. One of the groups we're talking to about becoming the first round of investors, as I mentioned, by the first quarter, are very eager to do that. Again, we've been, a small business growing, so there's only so much we can do. And we've realized the alarm business potential was there, but it just takes capital, takes human resources that we just didn't have. These guys are adamant that as soon as they come in, we immediately launch a large alarm platform. To our existing client base alone would be huge.
Right. Interesting. And I guess that ties in the question of what's DTT surveillance plans for the future. It sounds like that's one of them.
Clearly. That's one that's huge is the alarm platform, either initially outsourcing the service, but very quickly thereafter having our own service station and alarm monitoring station. And then the other is our SmartView application, which I touched on the first in the first segment. And View is really an acronym for Video Integration Enterprise-Wide.
Oh, okay.
We feel that there are four major data centers in a restaurant, and that's the point of sale area that I mentioned. It's the time and attendance area that I touched on. It's inventory control, and it's temperature modules. For example, where Subway mixed sandwiches has to be within a certain range on the thermometer.
Right.
And right now they have to manually go and look at it. We're giving that to them real time with video.
Yeah, that's interesting. Having owned the food business, there's so much regulation in the restaurant industry. So you can have, there's definitely some add-on services that can be added.
Exactly.
Just like what you mentioned with the temperature. I mean, that's very interesting, Sam.
Yeah. Sam, we have about 30 seconds. What's the best way for someone to get more information on your services?
They can do it multiple ways. One is going to our website. It's www.dtt, that's David Tom Tom USA.com. DTTUSA.com. They can call us at 800-933-8388. That's 800-933-8388. And they can Google us or search us on any search engine, DTT Surveillance, and there should be plenty there with references and recommendations and things like that.
That's fantastic. I want to thank you again, Sam. You've been an incredible guest. And again, Don and I are big fans of your service. So we're going to have you back in the future, if you don't mind.
We'd love that. Again, thank you so much. And my apologies, guys, for 2 weeks ago.
Oh, no problem at all, Sam. Again, we'll be talking to you soon.
Take care, guys. Thank you so much.
Take care. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Great service, huh, Don?
Oh, yeah. Just another interesting angle in our show covering franchising. And you know, you might not think of having a show about, you know, surveillance, but this is a serious problem in franchising, specifically in the food industry,
yeah.
With theft and just lawsuits anywhere. Yeah, it's certainly if I had a business, it would be automatic. I'd call Sam.
I was thinking how easy it is for the salespeople to sell this service. I mean, it's really a no-brainer. I said, God, I could sell 20 a day. He's really onto something. You know, he's a great guy, so I'm glad we had him on the show. You know, and again, we'll have to have him back. But again, for our listeners, go to franchiseinterviews.com. And Don, I know you have some websites you want to plug.
Yeah, of course, franchisefunding.net for people wanting to get pre-qualified for financing, easysba.com, easysba.com, covering financing a little bit, and good job today, Marty.
Thanks, Don. Good job yourself, and next week we have, Juice Up, right?
Yep, it'll be a good show with Will Glennie.
That's right, so we'll see everybody next week.
Take care.
Thanks, Don. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
World Talk.